Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Jody Foster's here. Dr. Foster is a clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania, executive medical director at the Penn Behavioral Health Corporate Services. She's the chair of the Department of Psychiatry at Pennsylvania Hospital, named top doc by Philadelphia Magazine, so I told you she's got the credentials, and she's the author of a new book called The Schmuck in My Office, How to Deal Effectively with Difficult People. She's our new friend, Dr. Jody Foster. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. So talk to us, Jody, about this concept of a schmuck. I was telling the audience that I remember my very first public job, the first W-2 job off the farm, I dealt with a schmuck in my office in the workplace there, and he made my life miserable, and I left that job, and I felt like I'd been let out of jail, right? Well, I get to the new job, and his sister is there.
Oh gosh.
Not biological, but his schmuck sister, right? and so very quickly, I mean, by the time I was 19 years old, I could already tell that there's a schmuck at every office. they're everywhere.
I certainly have never spoken to anyone about that and not had lots of recognition.
It's the truth, isn't it? They're everywhere.
It is, yeah.
So talk to us about this. What makes somebody a schmuck?
Well, so, you know, a schmuck is it's a personal term. If something strikes me a certain way that I don't like, I might label the person who's levying it a schmuck.
Right.
But, you know, you and I could be standing next to each other, and someone who I think is a complete schmuck, you might think is just fine.
Right.
So it's a very personal experience of someone vexing or disturbing or violating you in a particular way that gets you so angry or frustrated that your initial reaction is to, you know, just kind of assume malice and name them something.
Or you might think they're a schmuck and somebody else might think they're a bully.
True. Well,
right?
Schmucks can be bullies. Bullies can be schmucks, yep.
Okay. So, but what causes this behavior?
Well, so I think the thing is that, and this is one of the basic tenets of the book, is that just because we don't like how somebody is behaving, we can't assume malice. We can't assume that there's a negative intent. People don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to disrupt my workplace today.
That's one of the first things we think, isn't it? This is a mean person.
Exactly. And you know, maybe there are aspects of this person that are mean or not, but they don't, you know, people really, in general, don't set out to have these conflicts. It's just that we all have personalities of some sort. You know, we all have personality traits. If we didn't, we would all be the same, and, you know, life would be boring, and there would be no texture to the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we bring our personalities to work with us, and sometimes those personalities don't really meld well in the particular culture where we are or in the particular team that we're working with or anything like that. And so that's what leads to, you know, some of these conflicts, is that we're behaving in a way or we're reacting in a way that doesn't meld well with the people around us.
So if you're the one observing the schmuck, though, I think I hear you saying is before you sound a schmuck alarm, you kind of need to check your – I bet that's not in your book. Before you start sound a schmuck alarm, you probably ought to check your position to see if anybody else is ready to join you in that alarm, right?
Well, it's not a requirement, but it certainly helps because it's really important when something really gets under your skin or bothers you to stop and ask yourself, why is it bothering me so much? You know, and like I said, if the person next to me thinks it's just fine, well, maybe I'm bringing something to the table that I am or am not necessarily aware of.
Right.
And, you know, again, another piece of evidence that maybe this person isn't a schmuck. Maybe I'm reacting to them in a way for my own reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but there are people, though, that are schmucks. Everybody knows it. They're a problem in the company, and they do create, they do cause chaos in the company, right?
Yes.
I mean, for everyone.
Yes. Absolutely.
And those are the ones that are the bad ones. But before you get to that person, and we can talk about that person in the next segment, before you get to that person, what do you do if the person is your schmuck, but they're not my schmuck?
Well,
as you were talking earlier, I don't have a problem with them, but you do, or vice versa.
Yeah. Well, like I said, so step number one is let me say, well, why do I think they're, why am I having trouble with this person? And let's say that this, I don't know, something crazy, like maybe this person reminds me of somebody who I didn't used to get along with or
right.
someone I had a bad experience with. I mean, it could be any number of things.
Like so your big brother or an ex-wife or something, right?
Exactly. And this happens to us, you know, consciously or unconsciously all the time. So being able to recognize that and see how it plays in is very important. But, you know, just because the person next to me doesn't think this person is acting badly doesn't mean that it's right. I mean, I may have found myself in a culture where everybody, you
right.
know, isn't acting the way that I like. Like, as an example, mm-hmm. when I was a medical student, you know, I was very interested in surgery. But at the time, the culture in surgery was so, you know, negative that, you know, I knew that I wasn't a good match for it
mm-hmm.
back then. Now, things have changed, and that's a shame
right.
now. But at the time, you know, so yeah, the guy next to me wouldn't have thought something was a problem, but I did, and that.
Right, and so talk to us about the is there anything would you confront this person? Would you go directly to them and say something to them if it got out of hand?
Well, so you know, in case you have to take each one of these case by case. If it's something, you know, that happened in the moment, that it's very easy to say, you know, not easy because these things are never easy. But if it's something that happened in the moment where you can say, hey, what you just did wasn't okay with me, then, yeah, if, you know, as long as that's a safe thing to do in your particular environment, I absolutely would say something.
Because you say in your book that most people that you believe that most people aren't inherently malicious with their behavior.
Right. Right.
So maybe they just didn't realize. Maybe they just didn't realize what they were doing. We're going to take a quick break.
Exactly.
The book is called The Schmuck in My Office by Dr. Jody Foster. And when we come back, we're going to talk about four different kinds of schmucks. And also,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.